This is Martin Kaden at Cape Canaveral. We are only minutes from sending America's first man into space. 7,000 feet across me, across the Cape, a Redstone rocket towers 83 feet high. At its top, the manned spaceship of Project Mercury with astronaut Alan Shepard sealed inside.
The 33-ton rocket is poised to hurl America's first man into space at 5,000 miles per hour. Alan Shepard will rocket to 115 miles above the Earth. He will weigh nearly 1,000 pounds from the punishing acceleration of his giant booster rocket. Then, for several minutes, this man will be weightless, soaring up and over in a giant arc through space. As his one-ton Mercury spaceship re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, it will slam with brutal force into the air, and Shepard's weight will increase to a wicked 2,000 pounds or more. He will be momentarily helpless. His spaceship will heat up and glow a brilliant red from friction with the air. If all goes well, he will be back on the surface of the Earth alive and sound only 15 minutes after he blasts off from the Cape in front of us. At this very moment, a plume of white vapor streams from the Redstone. A sheet of ice surrounds the liquid oxygen tanks. Pressures have built up within the powerful rocket that will hurl Shepard through space with more than 1 million horsepower. The rocket is poised and ready. Shepard is ready. The missile range and recovery forces are ready and waiting. We are only moments away from history. Ike Pappas, take it.
We have correspondents stationed at key points, both here at the Cape and some 290 miles downrange. That is in the Atlantic aboard recovery ships, and at Grand Bahama Island, where astronaut Shepard will be taken after he lands. We are ready now to go down to Richard Bate for our first report at the forward observation post.
Here at Cape Canaveral, the 83-foot-tall Mercury Redstone rocket with astronaut Alan Shepard aboard. He's been there several hours now, up on top of the rocket in the escape capsule, ready to make a rocket ride some 15 minutes in length down the testing range here. Standing right beside the capsule is an escape crane that he can duck into. The liquid oxygen vapor still streaming out the side of the rocket as it stands here in the morning sunshine. The end product of work and hope of some 10,000 people. America's first manned rocket shot. This is Richard Bate
at
the forward observation post.
Next to Herb Kaplow, stationed at the forward medical area, which will be a critical area if there is a sudden capsule abort at takeoff. Herb Kaplow.
Helicopters are preparing to take off at this moment to circle about in the eventuality that astronaut Shepard must be ejected early in the flight and that the capsule will land in the immediate vicinity of Cape Canaveral or in the waters just offshore. There are relatively few people here, but those that are here are ready to act if something goes wrong and the astronaut has to be brought back here for treatment. Medical facilities are in this former Bomark blockhouse. Among the few people standing somewhat nervously here now is First Lieutenant Dolores O'Hara, the 27-year-old Air Force nurse who has been working with the astronauts. She attended Shepard early this morning in Hangar S. Miss O'Hara of Portland, Oregon, has been holding beads counting the rosary. Herbert Kaplow at the forward medical area.
Correspondent Charles von Fremt is stationed near the Mercury Project Control Center, the brain center of this first American attempt to put a man in space. Here is Charles von Fremt.
This bleacher scene isn't New York's Yankee Stadium, Chicago's Comiskey Park, or Los Angeles's Coliseum, but the 300 reporters, photographers, and technicians here are more excited and tense than any baseball fan. Reporters from all over the United States, plus 62 newsmen from 12 foreign countries are present. Some pace about, some sit ramrod straight, staring at the launching pad where the Redstone sits. A squawk box just announced, T-minus 6 minutes and counting. This is Charles von Fremd at the press site.
And now to the Atlantic recovery or impact area and correspondent Robert Lodge, downrange at sea, and we will try to pick that. Here they are now.
Astronaut Alan Shepard will land in the water somewhere near our position, almost 300 miles out in the Cape Canaveral. Three Marine helicopters are going into the air, along with half a dozen shore-based Navy and Air Force tracking planes that are up there. The planes will home in on the astronaut with the help of radar and the spacecraft's own radio transmitter. And it's hoped the primary recovery helicopter will swoop in to pick up the capsule. In that primary helicopter, number 44, are only two persons, Marine pilot First Lieutenant Wayne Coons of Lyons, Kansas, and co-pilot George Cox of Eustis, Florida. Cox aided in the recovery of the MR-2 capsule in January, got Ham the chimp safely aboard a Navy ship.
Minus 4 minutes, I'm counting. T-minus four.
Landed on the carrier flight deck, and two doctors especially trained by the Space Administration will begin debriefing him. We'll describe that recovery for you as it happens. This is Robert Lodge aboard the carrier Lake Champlain.
Martin, there are 2 minutes and 40 seconds roughly to go. Will you take it?
Well, this is the most exciting moment that we've ever seen at Cape Canaveral. The concept of a man actually in that space capsule 7,000 feet away from us is almost too much to believe. We're at 2 minutes and 40 seconds and holding at this very moment. The cherry picker stand, the emergency stand, in case there is any danger directly on the pad, is still poised by the capsule.
Stand by to resume count.
We are standing by to resume the count, and which should take place at any moment. And there are 10,000 people, 10,000 human beings, all working actively at this very moment to support 37-year-old astronaut Alan Shepard in this epical attempt to race into space. At the central control building across the Cape, in a room known as the Green Room, the nerve center of Cape Canaveral, there is one man who hopes he will not have to do a job today. The range safety officer, in case something goes wrong, will have to destroy this rocket, but there is an automatic escape system on top of that redstone, an automatic system that has been proven out superbly in every test so far, giving Shepard the best possible chances.
Minus 2 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting.
2 minutes and 40 seconds and counting. We are 2 minutes, 40 seconds and counting. Crash boats are ready off the Cape right now. Fire trucks are poised. There are helicopters in the air. Overhead, there are F-106 fighters, at least one with an astronaut aboard, who is now watching this shot, of course,
audio
from the air. The redstone has now stopped goxing. There is no longer a plume of white vapor coming from
counting,
the count.
Telemetry recording zone.
Here we are, 2 minutes from the countdown. The telemetry recorders are on. There goes the cherry picker now, moving back from the rocket. The emergency escape system, the stand to pick the astronaut off the capsule, is now moving back. We are that much closer to the launch at this very moment. Ike Pappas, take it.
We're just about to pick up the count, Martin, the countdown into history. I think that people here are finally realizing that this is it. This is the real thing, that there's no turning back or stopping it now. There is a man in that capsule. And after the years of training, the frustrations, the work, and the meetings, this is it. They're finally about to launch a man into space. He is going to be able to tell us what it's like, and we will be waiting and listening anxiously for that story. Let's take it down to the countdown.
We're going, it's last 60 seconds.
60 seconds and counting.
60 seconds and counting. 1 minute until history will be made. 1 minute until history. We are waiting now. The redstone stands ready to go inside the capsule. Shepard, of course, is a part of that capsule. He is poised. The emergency switches are ready. Everywhere on Cape Canaveral, the tension has built up to an almost unbearable pitch. The redstone has now stopped. She is poised. She is fueled. She is pressurized.
T-minus 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Roger, periscope has retracted.
Martin Shepard is communicating with the ground.
Inside the capsule, Shepard is watching the rows of lights and dials signifying
to
him.
T-minus 15 seconds.
15 seconds to go. There is another burst
T-minus
of paper.
T-minus 10, 9, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5,
4,
3, 2, 1, 0.
0.
Ignition.
Ignition.
Oh, Roger, lift off and the clock has started.
There is flame underneath the
lift
bird.
Off.
She is alive and lifting,
lift
and there goes the red star. She's going clean, just as good as can be. There is a heart burst of fire underneath, shockwave streaming from underneath the rocket, lifting as cleanly and perfectly as we ever hoped she would go. This is it, astronaut Shepard. Good luck from every one of us here on the Cape. She's climbing clean and straight. Go, baby! She is climbing as good as you ever want. She's picking up acceleration. He is now being squeezed down. That's it. Vapor coming up the side of the bird. We're going through some clouds. Momentarily out of sight there. She comes back again. The redstone is going straight up. Going up beautifully so far. She is momentarily out of sight. We can hear the roar. She should be coming back in view in just a moment. So far, that clean roar signifies an absolutely good ascent. She is momentarily out of sight. Out of sight. We are going. She is going clean. A blockhouse is still calling it. That sound is coming down from the Cape, a giant acetylene torch cry. We still cannot see the rocket at this moment. She's behind some clouds, but we still are getting that roar. Everything seems to be good so far.
This is Freedom 7. The fuel is go, 1.2G. Cavern at 14 PSI. Oxygen is go.
Everything is going normally. The word from Shepard in space.
Our first American
reports,
into space seems to be going
AOK,
cleanly and clearly.
Go.
We should see a vapor trail any moment. Cannot see her yet. We still cannot see the rocket from these clouds. She is climbing. There she goes, the vapor trail, clear as a bell. Right on the edge of space itself. She is now programming. The rocket is programming over. We can see
Freedom
the vapor
seven,
trail, the count trail. 70 seconds. Going beautifully
center.
So far.
Cabin pressure is holding at 5.5. Cabin holding at 5.5.
She is just climbing on out, beautifully.
3.5
the vapor trail, has stopped. The rocket is still continuing to accelerate. Ike, take it from me.
We just heard that his cabin pressure is normal. Everything is all right.
The rocket itself is now out of sight. We cannot see the rocket. She is going out of sight.
With Mercury Control.
Cabin here. Fuel is go 4G. 5.5 cabin. Oxygen go. All systems are go.
The pilot is in communication with Mercury Control. She is going beautifully so far. We've got to wait 2 minutes and 15 seconds from that moment of launch, and we will know if she has burned all the way.
Freedom 7 with astronaut Alan B. Shepard reports.
Martin, what
might... system is go, 4G.
Everything is go.
5.5 pounds per square inch. Oxygen
everything inside
go.
The capsule
all systems
is perfect
go.
At this very moment.
Power jettison green.
The rocket is hurling astronaut Shepard into space with 1 million horsepower behind that engine.
Pilot reports power jettison.
Tower has jettisoned. The escape tower has jettisoned from the bird. She is going all the way.
Periscope is coming out.
Astronaut A-OK. Everything is fine with Shepard.
So far, everything is moving perfectly. The man is fine. The rocket is working perfectly. There comes the escape tower. It has been jettisoned.
Yes.
The turnaround has started.
There
turnaround
is a streak,
started.
A streak coming through
of
the air.
Orbital
smoke,
and we see the...
There's the escape tower in front. That's the escape tower. The rocket is completely out of sight.
He's going to hand control movements now.
Shepard is now going to hand control movements. Will manually take over control of his 2,000-pound spaceship.
He's switching to manual pitch.
Everything at this moment is going just perfectly. Just perfectly
switching
so far.
Switching to manual control of the pitch attitude.
He is now switching to manual control of the pitch attitude. He will control the attitude of the capsule as it soars up and over into a tremendous arc through
space. Trajectory
looks
A-OK.
This is OK.
Everything is OK so far. All instruments
pitch
are in
control,
the green.
Pitch control A-OK.
Switching to manual, yaw.
All A-OK. A-OK, those are the words from
switching
astronaut Shepard in
space. Switching to manual, yaw.
He is now controlling the capsule through several different motions, through roll and pitch and yaw. Right now, astronaut Shepard is in space.
Medical monitor in Mercury Stab. Control reports pilot's condition appears to be excellent.
Yaw is okay.
Plus 3 minutes.
Switching manual roll.
Seconds.
He is now rolling the capsule in space. We can still see the escape tower falling down. Escape tower we hoped he would not need, and he has not needed it.
Roll is okay.
He is
roll
now
is
weightless.
Okay.
He is weightless
roll.
At this time.
At this moment, astronaut
working
Shepard
now.
Is totally weightless.
On the periscope, what a beautiful view.
What a beautiful view is a quote from Shepard. He's in complete control of his situation. He's doing everything he's supposed to do and more. This man seems to be enjoying his ride. He's calling down a view from space. He will see the Earth curving away. We hope to hear that word from him directly.
I'll cover over Florida. 3 to 4 tenths near the eastern coast. Obscure is up through Hatteras. You can see Okeechobee. Identify Andros Island. Identify the reefs.
Up through Cape Hatteras from Florida, astronaut Shepard is reporting that there is some cloud cover. He is seeing the entire coast of America. An absolutely marvelous view from space itself.
Chart retro sequence. In retro attitude, arc green.
These are the words we've been waiting to hear. There is nothing wrong in that capsule at all. Everything
pilot
at this
reports
moment
assuming
perfect.
Retro attitude, initiating retro fire sequence.
Control is smooth.
Shepard reports mission smooth. He is now turning the capsule to go into a rearward direction. He will now fly backward through space so that he will enter the atmosphere with his back so he can take the punishing 11G force.
Retro one. Very smooth.
Retro rocket number one has fired. He is at this instant decelerating.
Retro number two has fired.
Number two is fired. Deceleration continuing. There should be one more rocket to fire.
Retro three. All three retros are fired.
And that's it. All three retro rockets. The entire system has worked just perfectly so far. He is now starting a descent. He is now coming back down toward the Earth. He will slam into the atmosphere.
Preparing
the force.
To jettison the retro rocket pod.
The retro rocket pod that slowed him up has now been jettisoned, blown away from the capsule.
We are still receiving excellent voice communication from the pilot. Everything A-OK in the cockpit.
A-OK. Everything is just perfect on this. Medically, now the heat shield is exposed. A heat shield that will heat up to several thousand degrees as the capsule comes back into the atmosphere. The capsule will return with a tremendous blow to the man. What will happen now is that astronaut Shepard will decelerate with a force
the
of 11 times gravity.
The retro rocket packet has jettisoned.
exactly as scheduled. The retro rocket pod has now been jettisoned from the capsule. Astronaut Shepard will increase his body weight to more than 2,000 pounds. He will weigh more than 1 ton when the capsule itself, the 1-ton spaceship, comes back into the atmosphere.
The mission is now 6 minutes and 40 seconds old. Alan V. Shepard is still talking to us, working like a test pilot, reporting facts and figures, reporting procedures in the precise engineering manner of a test pilot.
There's nothing to add to that comment. The years of training, of course, have paid off. A test pilot, like many hundreds of test pilots in America, superbly conditioned and trained, a man to a fine physiological and psychological peak for this flight.
First up is retracting. I'm on 5LR, going to re-entry attitude.
He is now moving into re-entry attitude, changing the attitude of the capsule so it will re-enter.
Automatic control system operating properly.
He is now leaving manual operation of the capsule, turning it over to the computer, the electronic brain, the automatic pilot inside the capsule, which will guide the capsule into and back through the atmosphere until his parachutes will open only 10 to 20,000 feet above the Earth. And, of course, this is now the most punishing ride of the flight, but the most dangerous parts where the firing of the rocket seemed to be over.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. We have a registration in the control center indicating 0.05 of a G, indicating the beginning of penetration.
The capsule indicating the very first slowdown, the very slightest deceleration of the capsule means he is back in the Earth's atmosphere.
We are still in voice communication with the pilot.
Still in voice communications. Right now, Shepard.
9G coming down.
9Gs, 9 times the force of gravity. This man is now pinned with a massive hand to the contour couch in the capsule.
His words are okay.
The fact that this man can talk weighing nearly 2,000 pounds is just fantastic.
Going through peak G now, he is still talking, saying okay.
Saying okay, weighing peak G of 9 to 11 times the force of gravity. This is just unbelievable. This man is being pressed upon with a force of more than 2,000 pounds. The fact that he can maintain his complete senses, can talk, can record what he is supposed to record.
All data here at the Mercury Control Center at this time is excellent.
So far, it could not be better. This is the payoff of all the hard work, the planning that we shall never send a man into space without the greatest possible chance for his return. This is a payoff of that program. If there are any critics of the program, let them listen to this now. A man under 11 G's reporting back from space.
30,000 feet.
Pilot reports 30,000 feet on the way down.
He is on the way down. The first parachute should open very soon. He is back through the atmosphere into the lower atmosphere itself. And when that parachute opens, that is the key we're waiting for.
Pilot now talking to us via a link, radio link at Grand Bahama Island, and we're reading him loud and clear.
The drogue is green at 21. The periscope is out.
The drogue parachute has deployed.
A drogue chute, which is simply to stabilize the capsule. It is not to slow it down, but to stabilize it. The capsule is now turning at 2 revolutions per minute, slowly spinning underneath that parachute. It will slow the capsule down very slightly, but it will stabilize this one-ton bell-shaped chamber.
All systems in the cockpit A-OK and operating properly.
Everything A-OK. At any moment now, we should hear that the main parachute, 63 feet in diameter, has opened. It will lower him at 30 feet a second, 20 miles per hour, toward the Atlantic with our ships and helicopters and planes waiting to retrieve the capsule and astronaut Shepard directly from the ocean. Any moment now.
The medical monitor in the Mercury Control Center reports the pilot A-OK all the way.
A-OK all the way. This is just unbelievable that everything should go just this perfectly.
I have 7,000 feet. The main chute is good.
The main parachute has deployed. The Mercury spacecraft Freedom 7 is now descending on its main parachute.